What is the most significant thing you can do to shape your community without staking a campaign and running for office? Why? Volunteering for your local advisory planning commission, APC, of course. And lucky you, you still have time to submit your application. APCs advise the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, on bylaws, land use, and upholding the cardinal document that is the Official Community Plan, OCP. The Area E Official Community Plan is a little outdated, because lots has changed in 15 years, but that's another can of worms. OCPs are as unique as their communities, and establish a long-term vision of how a region is built. Sounds like pretty important stuff, but perhaps you're nervous to dip your inexperienced toes into local government rigmarole. I'm not reinventing the wheel when I say most people complain, but fail to get involved. So I spoke with Mary Deegan, who has chaired Area E's APC for the last 7 years, to see if something like this could be for a pleb like me. The first thing Mary Deegan told me is, the APC is one of the most important ways a person can contribute to their community. When I asked what a typical meeting is like, she said the Area E APC engages in intelligent, thoughtful conversations to make the recommendations staff and elected officials use to decide the fate of our neighborhoods. The SCRD creates the agenda asking what jives most with the community and OCP. Typically, they pitch a few ideas on what they think the best solutions might be, and it is up to the commission to deliberate and make a recommendation for each topic on Area E's behalf. Can confirm, as far as government meetings go, Elphinstone's APC is first rate. I found them clear, inclusive, and well debated, with issues regarding places I pass by on the daily. Deegan listed many unique factors at play during Area E meetings. We lack a defined community hub, like a post office, so uniting our diverse neighborhoods is challenging. We are the agricultural hotspot of the coast, and have been defending forest blocks for years against logging that could damage our farmlands, and although we are the electoral area with the most affordable housing, we also have many high-end homes along our waterfront stretching from Secret Beach to Bonnybrook. Since everyone brings their own experience to the table, previous qualifications are not necessary for applicants. If you are considering applying, the most important trait Deegan says you can have is curiosity, and a desire to want to understand how things work. We make referrals based on our lived experience in this community, she says, and you will learn a lot about the laws, land and history of this region. These are open meetings held monthly, and even if you don't make the board membership, you are still welcome to attend. Applications are open until January 17th, so if you are interested, read the APC orientation guide, and get in touch with our director, Donna McMahon, pronto. I would love to hear feedback and take suggestions on topics in our neighborhood. Email me at hello.elphinstone@gmail.com.